Good afternoon, everybody. I've really been looking forward to being able to use that gavel. I'm Gillian Triggs, the Assistant High Commissioner for Protection at UNHCR, and it's my very great honour to be able to moderate this quite unusual session on asylum capacity support building through a group. And you will all know, having read your Global Compact on Refugees, that one of the very critical objectives of the Global Compact has been the establishment of a mechanism that would support states in ensuring the development and strengthening of fair, efficient, adaptable national asylum systems, that they should have integrity as part of their comprehensive refugee response program. And I'm particularly pleased to have the opportunity to do this today because, as some of you will know, I've only relatively recently been appointed, and I arrived just as the executive committee was being held here in Geneva for UNHCR. Quite remarkable exercise with 193 states or something in that order coming along. And I noticed in the bilateral meetings that I had with states, many, many of them from various parts of the world were asking for exactly the same thing, greater support for their asylum assessment processes. And I realised very early on in my time that this was a critical part of the global refugee response and a critical part of ensuring that asylum seekers have their legal rights to apply in a fair and impartial system to have their protection needs met. So I'm very pleased that we have the opportunity today to give effect to this paragraph 52 of the Asylum Capacity Support Group, or the establishment of that group. Through negotiations, we've been able to establish the modalities for the support mechanism, which will be shared through the Global Refugee Forum website. And we'll be launching this mechanism formally at the high-level panel on Wednesday on protection. But for the moment, we're going to do something which I think is going to be, I hope and sure will be, a very interesting approach, because in order for us to strengthen and to contribute to strengthening of asylum systems, we need to understand the position of those who have developed and good systems, a partnership between those states and those states that need help in building their systems. And what we're going to do is to present these partnerships, three groups, Mexico and Canada, and Niger and France, followed then by Switzerland and their legal aid group, along with their State Secretariat for Migration. And we'd like to start with the Mexico-Canada group, and I'm very pleased that we have many distinguished panelists as part of these partnerships. And the first person I'd like to introduce you to is Mrs. Cynthia Perez Trejo of Mexico, and she is the Deputy General Coordinator for the Mexican Commission for Refugees. And as you may very well be aware, since 2014-15, Mexico has seen an unprecedented rise of asylum claims by, and if you can believe this figure, 3,500% increase in their asylum seeker claims from 2,136 in 2014 up to nearly 67,000 by November 2019. So Mrs. Perez Trejo, I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about what Mexico did to adapt its national asylum system in order to respond to this quite unprecedented situation, to really scale up to deal with that massive increase in the asylum seeker claims.